Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In Ukraine, where Joseph Lindsley is. Joseph, hello to you. I have to tell you, I was speaking to a group in the north suburbs yesterday, and so many people said they really look forward to your reports, and they wanted me to express their appreciation to you for what you're doing to bring stories of the war home to us here in Chicago.
Well, Bob, good afternoon. Good morning to you. It's always great to hear that, because sometimes it can seem, especially, you know, just daily life here, it's, you know, how long, you know, I was just talking with a friend about how, you know, the economy is suffering so much, and my friend's a business guy in Lviv, and he said, you know, it's just, there's, you know, if this goes on for months, if it goes on for a year or two, I mean, it's really starting to, you know, break a lot of people, and people are tired. So to know that people are still caring about it in Chicago and other places, means a lot.
What do you make, Joseph, of the reports that leaders of China and India are starting to question Putin and seem to have reservations over this war?
Yeah, well, Putin had an in-person meeting with the with both of those leaders of India and China last week in Uzbekistan, and it was right after that huge Ukrainian success in pushing the Russians in the Kharkiv region, pushing them back into Russia. And so it was not a good time for Putin to meet with those guys. And I think probably they are starting to put some pressure on him. And maybe, you know, so we'll have to see how he reacts to that. What we're seeing right now, from last night and all day today, the Russians have been pounding the Donbass region city of Bakhmut. It's a pretty small city. It's a city that they've only been a couple miles away from since May. I was there in late May. And you could hear the shelling, but they've been unable to advance. And now it seems that this is their new strategy, is to take this little city. In fact, the reports are they've destroyed almost the entire eastern half of the city, hitting residential buildings the past 24 hours. I saw a video. It's absolutely terrible. Is this some kind of, you know, is he trying to show that he's tough after meeting with the leaders of India and China? It's really hard to understand the psyche. But we do know that, I mean, probably Russia's best, well, it's hard to say what their best friend is, but Beijing, you know, Moscow, the Kremlin needs Beijing. I think that's the best I can say it. And that's all I know about it for now.
You know, we've had some positive stories about Ukraine retaking some territory that the Russians had. And then I was reading about the UN Secretary General, who said a ceasefire is still not in sight. And this was after a call with Putin. So there is still no hope for that in the immediate future.
No, not at all. And I mean, it's not. I mean, because Putin set out to destroy Ukraine, and he put that very clearly. And so I think that's what we see. I mean, so not only do we have the city of Bakhmut, where pro-Russian Twitter right now is trying to claim that this is that, well, they're already claiming that the Russians have taken the city, which there's no evidence for that yet. But they're trying to make it sound like it's a huge victory, even though it's really not. And then last night, the Russians reportedly hit about 320 yards from another nuclear plant, not the one that we've spoken about fairly often, but there's a nuclear plant a little bit further west near the city between Mykolaiv and Odessa, and they hit 320 yards from that nuclear plant. And so we see Russia continuing to operate as it has. And I think perhaps part of this is trying to cover up, you know, in the liberated territory of Kharkiv. I don't know if you or the listeners saw this over the weekend, but there's awful scenes emerging of mass graves. At least 400 bodies of Ukrainians have been uncovered in a forest outside of the city of Izum, which has now been liberated. And I saw a photo yesterday of it's a corpse, a Ukrainian, and all you can recognize is the yellow and blue wristband that this person had on the wrist. And so it's maybe the Russians are trying to distract from these new revelations by you know, again, trying to stoke the nuclear fears and trying to take over one small city. But I don't see them. Unfortunately, there's no sign of any type of ceasefire. This is why I mean, Ukrainians, one, would not agree to that without getting back their territory because they know that's the only way to make this end. And in a conversation I just had with my friend, the business guy, you know, I said, well, how can the economy get better? And he said, there's only one solution. It's complete victory. And that's the situation we're in. And just to add another storyline that I don't think has been reported outside of Ukraine, but for the first time in the war, there are reports of Ukrainians getting coronavirus. You know, it's so strange. From February 24th, there was no documented coronavirus in Ukraine. Everyone sort of forgot about it. I went to a hospital in Dnipro. I asked the top doctor after visiting wounded soldiers. I said, well, what's the status of coronavirus? He said, he laughed and he said, oh, it's gone. There's no coronavirus. That was back in May. And now for the first time, there are reports, you know, because there had been the Omicron variant in January and February before the war. But now in the past couple of weeks, the hospitals are starting to report that there's coronavirus. And so two things there. One, I think, and this is for others to study, but the role of adrenaline in boosting our immune systems, because those first weeks of the war, no one was getting a full night's rest. You know, everyone should have been sick. It was cold. There was stress, but everyone had this adrenaline of, you know, facing the existential threat. But now, as you have to figure out how to live with war as part of your daily life, and with sort of dreadful prospect of not knowing when it's going to end, we see people starting to get sick.
Yes, that's so interesting.
We'll
be hearing more about that, I'm sure. Joseph Lindsley, and if you want more information on what Joe talks about, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com, and we shall talk tomorrow. Remain safe, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.